Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Pete Benson. I'm here with John Maxson. We're the tag team here today. Going to share some great information. You don't want to go anywhere. Seven ways to grow your retirement in 2022. Now, some of you have looked at the stock market lately in your statements, and you're like, grow my money? How in the world are we going to do that? Well, these are principles that just work to help you get better prepared and grow your retirement in good and bad times. Seriously, these are things that just help give you a solid plan. And so we are so glad to be able to share those with you. Anytime during the show today that you'd like to call in, set up a meeting, ask a question, whatever it is, 615-488-9303. And before we get into all the good stuff and so on, John, helping people save money, make money, how are things in the Maxson household? And you're a taxi cab driver, I hear.
Yeah,
mostly.
It's officially back to outdoor soccer season with my three boys. And so, you know, they all play, and there's two of us and three of them. So it's pretty much like running a taxi service. And the bad thing is, it's still like we're still getting these cold days in Middle Tennessee. So the kids are great because they're running around all over the field. And, you know, I don't have any hair, so I'm still in my beanie hat trying to stay warm. But it's going well. But yeah, busy time of the year. Excited about this show. You know, we've been getting a lot of phone calls just over the last several weeks, not just about taxes, but about market volatility, everything that's going on, and all this kind of fits together. But boy, this whole topic of planning for higher taxes is a big one. And we talk about this week over week, but it is so, so important.
Yeah. So folks, seven ways to grow your retirement in 2022. I mean, one of the best things that you can do is look for opportunities to make your money more tax efficient going forward. So, John, you know, I think back to 2020 when COVID hit and all of a sudden the market went down. People were freaking out. It's down 30%. What am I going to do? And I know what I told a lot of my clients, and I think you told a lot of yours the same thing. I know what you're going to do. We're going to do some Roth conversion stuff. Yep. And make your money more tax efficient going forward. And shoot, the next 18 to 24 months after that, they were looking pretty, weren't they?
Yep, that's exactly right. And so volatility is just part of life. Always an opportunity. And in fact, I was on the phone earlier this week with a client who called me and said they were a new client. They've been a client for just a few months. And when we were first engaging and talking, they asked me a question about strategy. And they said, well, how do you use tax strategy? And one of the things that we shared with them in that meeting was the conversions we did when the market was down with COVID. And we didn't sell positions. We basically converted positions, so you paid less on taxes. And of course, then when the market came back, all of that growth was tax-free. So, you know, when we have volatility, there are opportunities, not just Roth conversions, but there are certainly tax opportunities when you get into markets like this, if you're not just sort of frozen and you're looking for opportunities.
Yeah. And so our guys here, our advisors, constantly every week are having conversations with people they're working with, the clients and so on, about some opportunities right now that you can take advantage of. And if you'd like to do that, again, the number is 615-488-9303. Folks, you need to act. It's not a time for paralysis. So let me share this with you real quick. We've developed a free resource to get you started when it comes to learning more about taxes, and it's called this: The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download, and it's available if you call 615-488-9303. We will make sure that that gets sent out to you here in the next few days. So make sure that you do that. So having a plan for higher taxes is one of the ways to grow your money. And so when things are going negatively in your mind, you just got to ask, where are the opportunities? And we're looking at that. The second thing is, this is a great time, John, to bulletproof your income strategy going forward while there's opportunity.
Boy, I tell you, Pete, this is so important. And, you know, really just a simple question to ask yourself is, do you have a written income plan? Do you have a reliable income plan for retirement or for what probably is going to be 20 to 30 years of hopefully a life well lived that you worked hard and saved? And, you know, we start to, when we get into seasons of volatility like this, we start to get more and more phone calls about, hey, the money I was relying on for my income, that's going down. And I'm getting concerned about whether or not I'm going to be able to maintain my income. The truth is, Pete, that should never be a question.
No.
Having a reliable income strategy is so important if you're close to or in retirement.
Well, you don't really have a reliable income plan if your income is coming from things that can go down 10, 20, or 30%, because that isn't going to work, folks. So here at Beacon, we do income planning differently. And John, just recently, I was sitting down with a couple late in the day. He's winding up sometime between May and August of this year, his career, and going to be stepping out into retirement. The wife's already retired. And he's like, man, Pete, should we have done this last year? Should we have, you know, maybe I should have pulled the trigger while the market was high. And I said to him, I said, there's not a thing to be concerned about. I've already got allocated in protected investments plenty of money for income for the first few years. So what we can do is we can wait. You know, the market has always come back. And so we're not going to be relying on those things. And he was like, such a, like, relief breath, like, oh, I was so worried that, you know, I was going to need, and you know, those are down right now. And I thought that those were monies, and now I'm going to, my income's going to be so much less and everything. And they just left the meeting with such a feeling of confidence compared to how they came in, because he was so worried that, well, you know, I'm down 10 or 12% on some of these equities, and is this a good time to retire? Maybe I need to work it a year or two later. And I said, listen, it's all, we got it all set up for
well,
you.
Well, the concept's really not that complex. When you have that protected income, you've also got your growth money, and you know your growth money over time. Look, if you live in retirement for 15, 20, 25 years, you're going to see boom markets. You're going to see recessions. That's just part of market cycles. Those are never going away. But if you have protected and reliable income, what you're doing is you're buying time on the market.
That's it.
For the market to grow over time. And you're not sacrificing your income or your retirement lifestyle. And you can accept that volatility and have an inflation hedge and long-term growth over a period of time. But if you don't have that, you need to have that. And there's never been a better time to address this question, Pete, than right now, because we're a long way from stuff that's happening in Russia with Russia and Ukraine and rising interest rates and inflation. Never been a more important time to address this issue than right now.
Absolutely. Folks, seven ways to grow your retirement and make it stronger in 2022, believe it or not. Taxes are lower right now than they've been in over 40 years, but higher tax increases could be just around the corner, especially with a $30 trillion debt. So perhaps you could dramatically reduce your taxes in retirement in more ways than you even realize with what we call our free retirement tax analysis. So you may have heard us talking about some of the things that we've done. It's called our retirement tax analysis.
Yeah, and this analysis is free. There's no obligation other than a little bit of your time. If you've saved at least $250,000, give us a call for your free analysis now. Our number here, 615-488-9303. You've got a short window of opportunity to take advantage of what we call defensive tax planning strategies. You really don't want to wait. The sooner you get started, the sooner you'll see the effects of that in your overall investment strategy. So give us a call, 615-488-9303. That number one more time, 615-488-9303.
Yeah, and folks, don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to continue this this great list of ways to grow your retirement in 2022.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies, and if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303.
All right, welcome back. Pete Benson, John Maxson, we're the owners, Beacon Capital Management, right here in Middle Tennessee. We're talking about seven ways to grow and protect your nest egg in 2022. These are very, very important. So no matter what you had going on, you need to make time to listen to this in its entirety, because I think we've already given you some great ideas that will significantly strengthen your overall retirement plan. We look forward to you hearing the rest of these as we get into this. So we're talking about, what are the opportunities in the midst of very difficult and trying times that we're in right now? Number three, figure out your best Social Security strategy. So you want to put more money back in your retirement income and into your accounts? Well, maximize your Social Security, John.
Yeah. Again, we say this time and time again, Social Security is not an entitlement plan. I mean, folks, does it really feel like an entitlement plan? I mean, you paid in, between you and your employer, over 12% a year of every penny you made went into the Social Security system. So for the federal government to say, this is an entitlement program. No, it's not an entitlement program. It's your money. You made that investment year over year, all those years you worked. What other investment would you make and put over 12% between, again, you and your employer into something and say you don't want to have a plan? You don't care if you get the most out of it. And Pete, this isn't as easy as people may think, because there's a cause and effect to anything you do on any of your investments. But when and how you take Social Security has a huge impact on your overall investment strategy, and it's very important you have a specific plan that's customized to you and your family.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't something you just make willy-nilly. This is something that is considered about your entire income plan. Back to that conversation that I had with that couple about, you know, should I and could I retire this year? Do I need to keep working a little bit longer that we met with just recently? Social Security was a big part of that, and we have a plan for that and how to maximize that for him and for them. And it fits right into their overall strategy, but we don't just make that in a silo by itself. It's part of the overall income plan. And when you maximize your Social Security, think of this, John, a couple, let's say, between the two of them, $50,000 a year coming from Social Security. It could be a lot higher, but let's say it's 50. And in 20 years, that's $1 million. So who would have $1 million and not plan and make sure that they have crossed every T, dotted every I, that they're wringing out every single nickel that belongs to them in that $1 million?
Well, I mean, if you're getting $50,000 a year from Social Security, or 40, whatever the number is. Mm-hmm. But let's just take your example of 50,000. You'd have to have $1 million in an account getting a return of 5% a year.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
And I mean, it's just huge to understand your options mm-hmm. here before you make decisions. If you've already made decisions, you can't go back and change it. Right. But if you haven't made those decisions or you're going close to retirement, it's absolutely critical that you really analyze Social Security through the lens of getting the most out of it and how it affects your other investments, because your income's not going to just come from Social Security. It's going to come from Social Security, maybe a pension if you're lucky enough to have one. That's very few people today, but some people do. And of course, the investments that you have worked hard and saved your entire life. So you got to have a plan for this.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the things you're thinking about, folks, is, hey, I lost some money in the market just recently. Well, what if you could make some of that up by having a better strategy for Social Security? So if that's something you're interested in, 615-488-9303. This is a time to take action. Speaking of that, John, number four, we're talking about these seven ways to really help significantly increase your nest egg in 2022, what are some things that you can do? Well, know your risk score and diversification. Has there ever been a more important time in the last few years than this for that?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Pete, it's a new kind of risk. There's always risk in the market. You know, we've had horrific things that have happened in the global economy, terrorist attacks and all this kind of stuff. You and I have been doing this long enough where we've, you know, we were doing this when the tech stock bust happened, then the Lehman collapse and the European debt crisis and COVID. And now as we come into this year, everybody was riding high at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And now the market indexes have changed dramatically. And so a big reason for that is not seeing inflation this high since the early 80s. That is very real, folks. Yeah. Inflation, you know that that's happening. And guess what? That's not going to go away, in my opinion, probably not going to start to alleviate till closer to the end of the year, if at that point. Mm-hmm. At the same time, the Fed is going to raise interest rates. There's very few people, if any, that I know of that believe that that's not going to happen multiple times this year. We're already seeing that with mortgage rates. Pete, did you know the average 30-year mortgage now is back over 4%, which is still historically low, but nowhere near as low as it was even 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we've adapted and changed some of the things in our portfolio here based on relevant factors that are happening in the economy right now, not at the expense of our protected income, which was what we talked about in the first segment. But one of the questions that I ask people when they come in is, what's changed with your portfolio? Mm-hmm. What has your advisor done, given the fact that we are seeing significant changes to the economy, and how are they positioning you for what is widely believed to be happening throughout the rest of this year?
Yeah, should you just stick with the same plan and hang on for dear life and watch things go down, or should you, you know, make some adjustments according to what those changes are? Not saying sell everything, put it in your sock drawer. We're saying change the direction and the kinds of investments.
Well, Pete, you know, here's the thing. You know, you pay a professional. I can only think of two reasons why you would pay a professional in any industry, whether it's healthcare or the financial planning business like you and I. Either a professional can do something you don't want to do for yourself, or they can do something you can't do for yourself. Mm-hmm. If the best an advisor can give you in times of turbulence and a lot of moving parts like inflation and Russia and Ukraine, everything that's going on, is just to buy the same funds and hang on to them no matter what. And we're not talking about selling everything. Mm-hmm. We're talking about making adjustments to put you in the best possible position based on relevant factors of the economy. If your advisor isn't doing that right now, you need to get a second opinion, because a lot has changed in this economy since January, and a lot's going to continue to change this year.
Yeah, and so when we talk about market risk, we talk about part of our analysis, which is a key to many, many people that get this done, folks, called the variance score. How much can your investment vary and going up and then also losing going down on the other side? And one of the things that our full analysis will give you is that variance score. It's one of the most eye-opening things that we do for clients. And so if you'd like to have that done, you got to give us a call, and you got to take a little time to work on your finances, on your business. This is your family business. This is your retirement. And so we'd be happy to do that. But, you know, there's a lot of different risks involved, and we want in our analysis to address all the risks: longevity risk, market risk, healthcare risk, income risk, and all those things. So the best thing you can do is not just listen when we offer one of these analysis, but take advantage of it, John.
Yeah, pick up the phone. What are the fees you're paying? They add to your market volatility, your market loss. What is the tax risk? To your point, Pete, there's a lot of risk. And one of the things that we offer is this risk assessment along with a Social Security analysis.
Yeah.
So if you give us a call, our number 615-488-9303, the analysis, you're going to learn a lot of things. One of the things you'll learn is the optimal time to get the most out of Social Security, the most income for what you paid in your entire life. Plus, we'll talk about how you could potentially reduce or eliminate paying taxes on your benefits, and other things like the effect of not having a tax plan for Social Security, how that can impact your Medicare premium. So there's a lot of things that go along with this, Pete.
Yeah, so again, that full analysis, you're going to get your variance score, the fees. You want to put more money back in your pocket.
Reduce your fees.
That's right. Reduce your fees. can reduce how much money you're actually losing in a time like this, because those fees don't go away. So again, this is very, very important to take advantage of, folks. Right now couldn't be a more important time that I can think of in the last few years. So it's a free customized, it's not a cookie cutter, it's customized for you. 615-488-9303. 615-488-9303. And I don't know how to say it any softer than this, but you really can't afford to delay. You got to call that number. 615-488-9303. People standing by, ready to take your call, get things set up for you. When we come back, we are going to continue on these ideas to really even strengthen your portfolio in 2022. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download, and it's available by calling 615-488-9303.
This is Pete Benson. Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. We're glad that you've tuned in to our show today. Very, very important show as we talk about some of the things that are going on in the economy and ways that you can take advantage of even what you would consider negative things that are happening. And so we've addressed some of the ways that you can put more money back in your pocket, maybe strengthen your entire financial plan for retirement, like knowing your risk score, maximizing your Social Security, taking advantage right now, some real opportunities to make your money more tax efficient, all those kinds of things. And right now we're going to go into number 5. Have a plan for skyrocketing cost of health care and long-term care. So again, you want to avoid paying money out that you don't want to have to pay out if you're concerned about your money, and having a very strong plan for something that is literally, unfortunately, going to derail a lot of people's retirement, John. And that's that whole issue of health care and long-term care.
Yeah, I mean, you can't overstate this enough, because 70% of people, according to most surveys, are going to need this type of care. And essentially less than 7% have planned for it. You know, we're talking about in this show a lot about market volatility. And the one thing we do know about market volatility over time is, one, you're going to have it. Mm-hmm. But two, over time, the market will come back. No, nobody questions that, right? But if you end up in the type of situation where you need health care coverage, and in particular, if long-term care coverage, and you don't have coverage, mm-hmm. that's like a permanent market correction, because the money you're going to pay out for that, you're not going to get back. And, you know, a lot of people, especially as good as the economy has been over the last decade, have the money to self-insure, Pete. Mm-hmm. That's something I hear about every day from folks. Yeah. The question is that the best thing to do?
Right.
You know, is that the most efficient thing to do with your money? And if there was a better way to address this, mm-hmm. where you could leave more money in your pocket, have better options for your family, why wouldn't you want to know about that?
Well, let me ask you a question. I asked a client this just recently, and, you know, not being just smart, but just, you know, wanting them to think. If your house was $700,000, let's say, and you needed to replace it because of a fire, if you have $2 million in your bank, should you say, well, I got the money to buy a new one, so, mm-hmm. I mean, I can pay for that. I got the money right there. I can self-insure. I can just, you know, take $700 out. I still got plenty, and build a new house, or am I going to get fire insurance? What do you think most people in Middle Tennessee have chosen?
Well, I don't know. I've never met anyone that doesn't have, you know, homeowner's insurance, right? But that's a great example, because essentially that's what you're doing with this issue if you don't at least look at the options that are available. And Pete, even if you've had a few health issues, the options that are available today versus the options that are available even a decade ago or less are just phenomenal by comparison.
Right. I'll be honest. You know, there's things that our industry gets wrong, and sometimes they make it more complicated and complex and worse instead of better. But I will tell you that when it comes to protecting yourself from long-term care, the options are so much better and so many more of them today than there were 10 or 20 years ago. I mean, there's almost nobody that can't get some kind of protection in some way. And many of them, John, today, you don't even have to qualify for.
Yep.
But the best ones, if you do have good health, that good health can buy you an even better plan. Mm-hmm. But having some plan is better than nothing. So if you haven't looked into that, folks, recently with someone who has all the options that I know of available, then we'd love to be able to do that. Health and long-term care assessment. Maybe you have a plan and you want it reviewed. I've had two clients come in the last 2 weeks and say, hey, I want us to go back over my long-term care. Should I make adjustments to it? Is it enough? Is it too much? Should I reduce it? They're giving me an opportunity. Folks, if you don't have someone that you can rely on to help you do that, we won't charge you. We'd be happy to help answer those questions. Again, the number 615-488-9303. So number five was have a plan for skyrocketing cost of health care and long-term care. And number six, John, oh, this is a biggie. You already touched on it. Guard your nest egg from fast rising inflation. How in the world can we do that?
Well, let me tell you, you got to have a plan for this. And inflation, unfortunately, is probably going to get worse, in my opinion, before it gets better. 7% last year, highest number we've had since 1982, 7.5% at the beginning of January. Hey, folks, what's your plan for that? And guess what? Big part of inflation, and it impacts every area of our life, is the cost of energy. How much more are you paying at the pump today than you were paying over a year ago? What's going to happen to gas prices with the tensions that are going on with Russia and Ukraine right now? And by the way, even if that was not happening, production globally on energy is just not up to capacity what it was prior to the 2020 pandemic or with COVID. And so we've got supply chain issues and people spending money that they were saving. There's a lot of moving parts. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Even in inflationary time periods, there are options for you to take. There are certain things that tend to do better in inflationary time periods. Do you know what those are? Has your plan, we said this at the beginning of the show today, Pete, has your plan adjusted to what we're expecting with inflation, rising interest rates, and things that are happening right now that are relevant to your portfolio?
Absolutely. So this is a conversation you need to have because, like to your point, it's not going to go away soon. So, you know, one of the best things that I know is, you know, if you have a strong income plan for retirement, then it allows you to buy that time in the market and stay in equities. Because I know that equities in the market has really been an inflation hedge over time. It sure has from 2009 to 2021 with the great returns that y'all should have gotten in the market. And so that really helps. See, what people are going through right now is market's doing so badly, should I just sell and put it on the sidelines? Well, it's a big mistake. And what you're doing there is you're just accepting a 7 to 7.5% loss just through inflation alone, because you're basically saying I want to make 7% less than what inflation is. So right there, you've lost. So again, folks, there has to be better answers than that. And if your income plan is buttoned up, you can still afford to. Maybe this is a buying opportunity for you in the market.
Yeah.
If there's extra money sitting around, or if you're putting into a 401k. Maybe this is a time to actually step it up.
Yeah, you got buying opportunities, you've got tax opportunities. Volatility brings opportunity.
Yeah, it does.
It's painful. We know that. I mean,
yeah.
it's not fun to get your
that's
statements.
That's why we're here for our clients.
That's exactly right. But it's also why we have an income plan for our clients. Because if we were talking on our show, Pete, back in mid-December, and we said we think that the volatility that we're going to see in January of 2022, in particular with growth in tech, although the S&P, it's hit the S&P, it's hit the Dow, it certainly hit the Russell, is going to be something we haven't seen volatility like this since 2008. People probably would have thought you were nuts. But that's what's happening right now. And there's a lot of tensions. Again, that's not to say the market's never going to come back or you shouldn't be in the market. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Right.
But you do need to have a plan for what's happening in this market, in this economy right now.
Yeah. So, folks, successful retirements are not just built on how much money have I got in my account or how much has it lost recently. It's built on the ability to generate income, reliable, sustainable, dependable income. And that's why we want to make this offer today for our show listeners. And it's a way for you to learn how to turn your savings and investments into that income workhorse with what we call our retirement income analysis. Retirement income analysis.
Yep, that's right, folks. And this analysis is free. There's no cost. There's no obligation other than the cost of your time to come in and get some great information. So if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, give us a call. Come get this information. There's never been a better time than right now. Our number is 615-488-9303. If you're the kind of person who wants to make your money work for you and you want to make sure it's efficient, this free analysis could give you financial confidence that you've been looking for. Give us a call, 615-488-9303. 615-488-9303. That number one more time, 615-488-9303.
Yeah, and folks, we got more to come, so it's worth it to stick around. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. And that's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Pete Benson, John Maxson, your host here today, and we've been sharing some great information with you about how you can, even in today's economy, grow your retirement in 2022. Seven ways to do that. And we just kind of want to go back over those because there's still additional information and things that you need to remember because we covered quite a bit here today. John, number one of these seven ways that you can strengthen your plan even in the year like this.
Yeah, I mean, number one is planning for higher taxes. I mean, you know, folks, higher taxes are coming. The debt in this country just crossed a few weeks ago, $30 trillion. I mean, that number, Pete, that number is just massive. $30 trillion, somewhere around $236,000 to $238,000 per American taxpayer that we now owe. Taxes at a 40-year low. That's going to change at the very latest by 2025. And guess what? Tax planning takes time. Now is the time to have a tax strategy. And then number two, Pete, is bulletproof your income strategy.
Yeah, we've hit that several times, folks. It's just so, so important. A good, strong income plan through retirement will help you weather any storm, even storms like this. The people who have it are not the people staying up at night worried about their situation in retirement. So bulletproof your income strategy. We'd love to show you what that looks like. And it doesn't have to be a maybe, I think so strategy, a flimsy strategy. It can be reliable. It can be dependable.
Yep. And boy, there's never been a better time for that. And then number three, Pete, is figure out your best Social Security strategy. If you have not taken Social Security, if you're on it, you're on it. But if you have not taken Social Security, you need to sit down with someone who can go over the best strategies for you and your family to keep the most in your pocket versus the government's pocket. This isn't an entitlement program. It's money that you put into the system. You are entitled to. You want to maximize this. And trust me when I tell you, there is a cause and effect to how you take Social Security, not just on your income, but on your overall investment strategy.
Yeah, number four, know your risk and diversification. And folks, let me take this opportunity to tell you, you need to get a copy of our book. So if you come in for an appointment, we'd love to give one to you. If you don't or can't, we'll still mail one out to you. If you call the number, 615-488-9303, because as I look through some of the chapters of this book, it talks about what you can do with risk, a long-term care strategy, having a good income plan, four choices regarding risk, estate planning, all of those kinds of things, having a plan. It's called Money Enough for Life. So when you call in, ask for a copy of Money Enough for Life. Give them your information. We'll be happy to mail one out. Better still, we'll sign a copy. John, you know, he can print. He can't really write very good.
That's true.
Print his
signature's
name.
Not worth much anyway.
And we'd love to give you one of those. But know your risk and diversification. Number five, John.
Yeah, have a plan for skyrocketing cost of health care and long-term care. Listen, it's very simple. This is a huge risk.
Yeah.
You know, you use example, Pete, would you self-insure in your house? The answer to that is no. You don't want to self-insure, in our opinion, on your long-term care either. It's a 70% risk. Mm-hmm. You need to have a plan for this.
Yeah. Number six, guard your nest egg from an uptick in inflation. Folks, it's here. It's not just coming. It's already here. And you need to have a plan. And every week that goes by, every month that goes by, that you don't have a good plan for that, money is leaking out of your money bucket, and that's not a good deal.
It's more like a tsunami at this point.
Well, it is. It's kind of hit us like a tsunami.
You know, inflation, Pete, was 7.5% last month, but the consumer price index, wholesale price index, that was over 9%. Mm-mm. That is an incredible number.
Insane.
So it is here. It is real. You need to have a plan.
Yeah. Number seven, John, review and update your estate plan. Boy, I'll tell you, our estate planning attorney that's on our team here, Ryan Knight, he's never been so busy. One of the things that people are thinking about for whatever reason right now, maybe there's a war going on and other things, but folks are wanting to get that part of it buttoned up, and we have a great resource for that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was talking to Ryan recently, and this just kind of blows my mind that I'm not sure the article that he read, but he was telling me that, so, you know, surveys that he was looking at. He looks at surveys relative to estate planning. Mm-hmm. We look at a lot of surveys relative to financial planning, but 65%, according to Ryan, of people in America work an entire life, work hard for what they have. They have no formal estate documents whatsoever. And I'll tell you, I had a recent case with a client who one of the spouses became unfortunately fatally ill. And one of the benefits of that situation, and it's, you know, that's a hard situation, Pete. We've been doing this a long time now. Those are always hard, but they had their estate documents in place. Mm-hmm. And some of the decisions that the surviving spouse had to make they're never easy, but they were a lot easier to make because they had documents that allowed them to make those decisions. So not having a plan. None of us are promised tomorrow. We're not all doomsday around here or anything else, but it's just smart.
It's reality.
To plan. It is reality. Mm-hmm. It's smart to plan for protecting everything that you've worked an entire lifetime for.
Yeah, and I know one of the things Ryan does a lot of here is reviewing people's estate plan. You know, people got it done 25 years ago. Yeah. They're like, is this still valid? Or they move from another state. Is this valid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll give you a great example of this. Not long ago, he looked at a client of mine, a new client, had a trust. They didn't want him to review it because they thought he was just going to tell them that he needed a whole trust. But I said, you really need to have him review your documents. So they somewhat reluctantly had him review the documents. He came back a week or so later and said, hey, this trust is great, but there is one clause in here I want to make sure that you're aware of. And basically what it said was that when one of the spouses passed away, the remaining spouse could only take income out of the portfolio, not principal. Well, what if the market's down like it is this year, right? Mm-hmm. And so he said, were you aware that was in there? Well, guess what? They weren't aware that was in there. So then they thought, well, I'm going to have to redo all my estate documents. And Ryan said, no, we can do a simple amendment. And so it wasn't even a complex thing. But if they had not had the time to review that or taken the time, they would have never known. So it's really important, if you have those documents, to get them reviewed. And we talk about this all the time, people. I don't know why people would work as hard as they do. And man, I know people work hard and then get to the stage of retirement and worry about income and worry about those things. When in fact, the effective planning tools to give you confidence around that are out there. But do you know if your current retirement plan addresses these questions? And if not, then your plan is going to have some holes in it. And that's the last thing that you want to do in today's economy, today's market. You need to take the steps to address those questions, to be proactive and take steps to prepare now. And that's what Beacon is here to help you and your family do.
Yeah, we have a big team here ready to roll up their sleeves and help you folks. So if you don't have a financial professional helping you with a plan for retirement, or if you don't feel confident, you need to get a second opinion. And in my opinion, you need to get that second opinion soon. So give us a call and ask for the retirement plan checkup. It's just a retirement plan checkup. We'll address all these issues that we addressed here today and review the cracks and the weaknesses in your overall plan. So if you've saved $250,000 for retirement, give us a call and schedule that that checkup right now. Retirement plan checkup. Call Beacon Capital 615-488-9303. We have live people. Not dead people, live people ready to take your call. They'll get your information. They'll schedule a meeting. It's worth an hour of your time, folks. 615-488-9303. 615-488-9303.
Well, folks, our time is up for this week. We want to just say thanks for joining us this morning. We hope you had as much fun listening as we have sharing our thoughts and ideas with you. Again, call us anytime. Our number here, 615-488-9303. To see how we can help guide your family through the retirement decisions that are out there, you can also visit us online at beaconcm.com for some great resources and to learn more about developing a comprehensive retirement plan. Until next week, I'm John Maxson with Pete Benson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And remember this, peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of that carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.